اور آپ اب جو ہے نا الحمدللہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم قل بفضل اللہ وبرحمته فبذلک فلیفرحوا هو خیر مما یجمعون صدق الله ومولانا العلي العظيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شان حبيبه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الصلاه والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رحمت للعالمین علی آلک و اصحابک یا شفیع المسلمین. الحمدللہ with the mercy and blessings of Almighty Allah تبارک و تعالی we are assembled here in our room to celebrate میلاد النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, the birth anniversary of the messenger of Allah تبارک و تعالی Prophet Muhammad. All praise dues to Allah تبارک و تعالی who is the creator of whole universe and thousands and millions of holy salutations to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best creation of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As we know that the month of Rabiul Awwal have been started, and today is the third of Rabiul Awwal, and alhamdulillah, as this month appears, we feel the blessings of this month, and everybody knows that this is the month when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was born. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said in his holy book, the Holy Quran, this is Sipara Juz, or the part of Holy Quran of 11. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you say, you tell them, when you get the fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah, and rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah, whenever you get any blessing from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, any grace of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, mercy from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in return what you're supposed to do. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his book, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ, then on that blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that fadl, rahma and ni'ma of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you have to be happy. فَلْيَفْرَهُ, get farha. Farhat is also known in the Urdu language. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, rejoice and be happy and celebrate the bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this word is very special, and you can see that many people, they ask us if you are happy. So if you want to thank Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as a thanksgiving, yes, you have to pray, you have to do that. But you see, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he did not say in the Quran, فَلْيُصَلُّ, that you pray when you get any blessing. Or he did not say فَلْيَعْبُدُ, that worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or he did not say فَلْيَسُومُ, that you fast on that day. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, clearly he said فَلْيَفْرَهُ. You have to rejoice. You have to celebrate that blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And this is better from what you save for yourself. Anything you have in your saving account, whatever you collect, whatever you save, so that saving would not give you that much benefit. Rather, what you spend on the celebration, on the ni'mah or blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that thing would give you much more blessings. And my dear brothers and sisters, if you ask yourself, you don't need to go to any alim or any sheikh or any mufti to ask that, who is the greatest fadl of Allah? Who is the greatest ni'mah of Allah? Who is the greatest rahmah of Allah? Everybody knows that the greatest ni'mah and the greatest blessing and the greatest rahmah of Allah is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have sent you as mercy to the whole universe. And we see that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You see, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said in the Quran, this is the para number 13, Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. Haven't you seen those people who changed the ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How? By kufr, by denying. Those who rejected the ni'mah of Allah, ni'matullah, ni'matullah, those who rejected ni'matullah, the ni'mat of Allah, so they rejected it. Who they are? These are the people who are the rejectors. These are the people who reject. These are the people who are not the true believer and obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the question is, who is the ni'mat of Allah? And if you see the Quran, the tafsir of Quran, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest mufassir of Quran, the sahabi of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the cousin of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, ni'matullahi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is the ni'mat of Allah? He said, it's Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you see, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said in Quran, wazkuru ni'matallahi alaykum إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. You see how many verses where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is reminding and he's saying, remember the ni'mah of Allah. Because of this ni'mah, you get closer. You became like brotherhood. You become unified and united and loving and caring each other. Otherwise, you could see that time before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised. So what was the situation in the world, especially in Arab, the people, they were fighting each other. There was no mutual respect. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, because of this ni'mah, Allah created love in your hearts and He unified you and He united all of you. So my dear brothers, everybody knows that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not only ni'mah, is the greatest bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if you see in Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تُعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُقْسُوهَا. If you want to count the blessings of Allah, the ni'mah of Allah, the bounties of Allah, you cannot count the countless blessings and bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So I also said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, then I would increase my ni'mah. I would give you more blessings and bounties. And my dear brothers, look that how many ni'mah we have. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said in Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the ni'mah and bounty and blessing of Allah you would deny, O men and jinn? And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is asking this ayah, this over and over in the Holy Quran, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had given you so many blessings. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said in Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And on that day, the day of judgment, Allah would ask you about each and every ni'mah of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. All the bounties and blessings what Allah had, you would be questioned, and Allah would ask you. And my dear sister, this is Surah At-Takasur, Al-Hakum At-Takasur. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala would ask you about each and every blessing what Allah had given you. So look upon yourself, how many blessings and bounties were given to you. Are you thankful to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Are you ready that on the day of judgment, when Allah would ask you about these ni'mah, that you were sincere and thankful to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Did you ever thank about these blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? So this is a lesson for all of us. We have to see how many abilities, qualities Allah had given to us, my dear brothers. And here I want to ask you that who is the greatest ni'mah of Allah? Who is the cause of all ni'mahs? Who is the cause of all the blessing? It's only one person, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is rahmah of Allah. He is ni'mah of Allah tabarak. He is the fadl of Allah. And anything we got is only because of Him. And that's why if you read whole Quran, Allah would never say, oh mankind, I gave you this, I gave you this, and I favored upon you. This is my biggest favor on you. Allah is never using that kind of version in Holy Quran. But when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala talked about one ni'mah, the ni'mah which is Jane Ni'mat, which is the spirit or soul of all the bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. That Allah had favored mu'mineen, believers, that Allah sent His Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst them. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, you see the wording? Allah is not saying that لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that everybody got this favor. No, عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This favor was given to mu'mineen, to the believers. What we learn from this, the scholar said that only the believers would be happy with this ni'mah and blessing of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Why Allah is reminding about this ihsan, the favor what Allah had given to us? And what we learn here, because only the believers, the true believers, they would be happy with ni'mah, with this bounty, with this personality. So my dear brothers, and Allah said in Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. And proclaim about the ni'mah of your Lord. Tell, when you get any bounty of Allah, you should not conceal it. You have to let other people know. Why? That's the way you can show that you are thankful to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And that's what we see in our practical life. When anybody is getting married, so next day he is doing walima. Why? If you ask him why you are slaughtering animal, you are cooking food and you are inviting everybody and everybody is happy, he's saying that he's celebrating that Allah had given him one ni'mah, and that's why he's happy. On other hand, when we see that somebody was blessed, our girl, daughter or son, we see that they are doing akikah and they are slaughtering animal and they are inviting everybody and everybody is happy in the community, in the town, rich and poor, everybody is celebrating and of they are rejoicing. And then if you ask them why, so they are going to tell you, yes, because this is the day when I got a blessing from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, we never know that this son or this daughter, we are doing aqiqah for him or her, and we are spending money, and we are celebrating this day. We never know that when this son or daughter would grow up, they would be obedient to the parents or not. We never know. And we never know that on the day of judgment, they would take us to Jannah or not. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ. Allah said in Quran on that day that every your friend and relative would run away, and no one would give you any chance, and no one would give you any virtue or good deed or one neki or hasana. So on that day, who would be your helper? Who would be your intercessor? Who would do the intercession? Who would do the shafa'at for you? It's only and only Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can we ignore him? Why don't we remember him? Why don't we celebrate his birth? His birthday, Maulidun Nabi or Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people say, no, because Prophet did not celebrate it. Prophet did not celebrate. He celebrated by himself that he was fasting on every Monday. Every Monday, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fasting. And when Sahaba, they asked, O Allah's Messenger, why you are fasting on this day? So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is Sahih Hadith, he said, Fihi vulittu, that I was born, that is my birthday. I was born on Monday. That's why I am fasting. So my dear brother, it's more than enough for us. Why should we ask over and over, where are the details, the way you are celebrating? No. The origin is proved from the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he celebrated, so you can, and that's what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَفْرَهُ. Rejoice. Be happy. Celebrate the birth. Celebrate the ni'mah, what Allah had given to you. And Allah did not mention a specific act of worship or specific rituals or amal. Allah made it open that any way which is allowed in Islam, any sort of act which will make you happy, you can celebrate. You can rejoice. Someone by fasting, they can be happy. Someone by giving donation, they would be happy. Someone by performing the extra prayers, they could be happy. Someone can give food to the poor and they would be happy. So everyone has his own joy. And that's what we suggest to these people. Those who are always saying that Miladun, celebrating Eid Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shirk, we ask them, how can you say that this is shirk? How can you say that this is bid'ah? How you can say that this is not permitted in Islam? So you celebrate the way you like. You can differ to celebrate it in different way, but you have to celebrate it. You have to be thankful that Allah had given you. And what I said, the ayah before, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ أَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On that day Allah would ask you about each ni'mah. So what do you think? Allah would not ask you that Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you have respect for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And respect of Muhammad is fard, is an obligation. Allah said in Quran, وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. We have to do ta'zeem and tawqeer and respect for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, that we have to be happy with the birth of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can see that what we do on the celebration of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we do, we recite Holy Quran, we recite the Madih or Qasida or the Naat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, admiration of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praises of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and praises of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then ulama and shuyukh and scholars, they talk about the personality of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the status of and the mu'jizat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we say salat and salam on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then food is distributed and we all are happy and we get the blessings and our du'as are accepted. So there is nothing wrong with that. And you could see in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life that he himself, if we see that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrated a day. And this hadith is in Bukhari and in Muslim, Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, that when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, he had observed that people in Medina, the Jews, they are fasting on 10th of Muharram, which is Ashura. Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, they were fasting, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them that what is this day that you celebrate? Why you are celebrating this day? Why you are fasting this day? So they said, this is the day, Haza yawmun azimun anjallahu fihi Musa wa qawmahu wa gharraka fir'auna wa qawmahu. That this is a greatest day. This is the day when Allah had given victory to Musa alayhi salam and his followers, Prophet Moses and his followers. And Allah destroyed Pharaoh and their followers. So Musa alayhi salam, he fasted by thanksgiving to show the thanks to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we all fast on that day to celebrate this day, to be thankful to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa minkum fasamahu wa amara bisiyamihi. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are closer to Musa alayhi salam than you. We have more rights on Musa alayhi salam than you. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on that day. And he commanded his sahaba to fast on that day, Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. And here is the answer. Some people say that the kuffar, the Christians, Nasrani, they celebrate the Christmas and you are celebrating Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the tashabbuh, mushabihat, or similarity. And that's why it is haram, my dear brothers and my dear sisters. When some sahaba, they raised the same question that, O Allah's Messenger, Jews, they are fasting on this day, we are fasting on this day. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not say that, okay, that we should not have similarity with them, so we should stop fasting. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, next year we will fast for 2 days, 9 or 10 or 10 or 11. So what we learn here, that if the Christians, they are celebrating the Christmas, they celebrate only December 25. So why don't we celebrate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birthday for entire month or entire year? There's nothing wrong with that. Or at least for 12 days. Because 12th Rabiul Awwal, this is the most famous authentic call, saying of the ulama and scholars, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on 12th of Rabiul Awwal. However, some differed, but majority, Jamhur ulama, they are agreed that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on 12th of Rabiul Awwal, and all are agreed that it was Monday, Yawm al-Isnain, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi alayhi wasallam was born. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, we can see that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a blessing, as a source of blessings, as a source of the bounties of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we have to express that we are happy with the birth of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have love for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here is another dalil, another proof, another evidence which we see in Bukhari. And you see Imam rahimahullah, then Imam Bukhari mentioned this hadith in his Sahih Bukhari. And Imam Bukhari mentioned, فَلَمَّا مَاتَ أَبُو لَهَبْ أُرِيَهُ بَعْدُ أَهْلِهِ, that when Abu Lahab, he was dead, and he was seen in the dream by some of his family members, as majority of scholars said, it was Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he had seen him in dream after the death of Abu Lahab. And everybody knows that Abu Lahab, he was a kafir. He was opponent of Islam, enemy of Islam. And when he was dead, and now he had seen him in the dream, and then he said, I asked him, قَالَ لَهُ مَاذَا لَقِيتَ قَالَ أَبُو لَهَبْ لَمْ أَلْقَى بَعْدَكُمْ غَيْرَ بِإِتَاقَتِي سُوَيْبَةِ. He said, since I am dead, when Abbas radiallahu ta'ala asked him, what happened to you? Did you get anything good? He said, I did not get anything good. But since I am dead, so I am in punishment, I am in torment, but I am getting one thing, that when Monday comes, so from my this finger, he pointed out his finger, he said, from this finger, I am getting some liquid to drink, and because of that, my azab is reduced. And why? بِإِتَاقَتِي سُوَيْبَةً, because from this finger I freed a slave girl named Suwaiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. And my dear brothers and sisters, if you see, like Allama Badruddin Aini rahimahullah, in his Sharha, the explanation of Bukhari, Umdatul Qari, and also Khasaisi Kubra, written by Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayh, and Allama Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he is also the Sharih, the one who explained the Sahih al-Bukhari. So all these scholars, they are saying that what happened, what is the reason? They said, actually what happened when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was born, so Suwaiba, she came to Abu Lahab and she told him she had given this good news to Abu Lahab, that you got a name, Abdullah, the Prophet's father was dead, he already passed away. So he said, you got a nephew, namely Muhammad. So Abu Lahab was so happy by this good news, and he pointed his finger and he said, you are free from today. You are free from today. And he had given freedom to that slave girl. And my dear brothers, here is a point, that Abu Lahab is not happy with the birth of Rasul, with the birth of Messenger. He is happy because of birth of a nephew. He did not accept Muhammad as Rasul. He accepted and he believed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as nephew, as son of Abdullah. And you see that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not make him deprive his azab, his torment, his punishment is reduced. So what about the Muslim, the one who is a believer? He was enemy of Islam, and Muslim is a lover of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He believed the birth of Muhammad bin Abdullah, Muhammad son of Abdullah, and we believe this was the birth of Muhammad Rasulullah. And he celebrated one time the birth of Muhammad, and we celebrate every year over and over and over. He was disobedient to Muhammad, and we are obedient to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is the qanun in Islam? What is the rule? What is the law in Islam? That the non-Muslim good thing or good deed, they are not going to get any reward. And all ulama are agreed upon it, that the kafir would never get reward for good deed. But here we see the hadith of Bukhari. So the ulama said, yes, the kafir's good deed are not being rewarded. But even if a kafir is happy with the birth of Prophet, or if a kafir have done something for a Prophet, so Allah would not keep him deprived totally. He would give him somehow some reward, some benefit of that. And we had seen that Abu Lahab, he got some benefit in his grave, and he is the kafir that the whole surah condemned him. Bismillah, this whole surah condemned him, but still he is getting some kind of benefit. So how come when we believe in the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we love him, when we respect him, when we follow, when we try our best to follow his sunnah, so how come we will be deprived from the benefit of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And my dear brothers and sisters, if you see the Holy Quran, how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is explaining the honor and respect of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Allah said in Quran, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ وَيَدَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّذِي. If you read this ayah of Holy Quran, you could see that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and Allah mentioned many attributes. I'm mentioning just one or two of them, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Muhammad came to take your burden away. The burden which was on humanity, humanity was not able to carry that barbarism, that ignorance, that bloodshed, and that all kind of disasters and problems. There were so many burdens on humanity. And Allah said, I send Muhammad to take this burden away. Muhammad was sent to take this burden away. وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And the humanity was chained. The humanity was chained. The humanity was tied up. And was captured. Was a captive. Muhammad came to give relief. Muhammad came to give them freedom, the right of freedom. And that's what you see in this hadith of Bukhari. You might heard this hadith many times, but I want to point one new point. What is that? You see that when Suwaiba was freed, so this was not freedom of one person, this was freedom of humanity. This was indication of world. Now a person came who would give freedom to whole humanity. This is just indication. And you see, that was specially a woman, a lady, and she was freed. What is the indication? The indication is that females, a woman, don't be worried, don't be scared anymore. Now somebody came to the world who would give you the rights, who would give you the respect, who would give you the honor, who would say that paradise lies under the feet of mother. Al jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Be happy with the birth of the personality of revolution, the personality who would brought a positive revolution in the world history, the person who came as mercy to the whole mankind, the person who is chosen by Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the person who would give great contribution to humanity, to the world. Who is that? That is Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And my dear brothers, I don't have enough time to explain all the scenario when he was born. Even today, if you read the history, that time is known as Dark Ages. Dark Ages. Muslims, historians or non-Muslim historians, when they are talking about the time when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised, when he was born, they are talking that this time before the Islam, before the birth of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the time of ignorance, jahiliyyah, dark ages. And in dark ages, who is coming? Who is coming? And what he is bringing? That's what Allah said in the Quran. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Wasn't the time when we see the world. The world is in darkness. That is known as dark ages. And now, who is going to bring light? And how the world would be enlightened and brightened? How? And when we read the Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions, وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. The whole world was in the ignorance, in they were misguided. There was issues and problems. How all these issues would be resolved? Who would solve the problems? Who would give rights to the weak? Who would give rights to the women? Who would give rights to needy, orphans, yatama, masakeen, poor, gharib? So who would bring this change? So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said in Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah said, we have sent two things, Noor and Kitab Mubin. Who is Noor? Then we see the tafsir, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Mufassir, Sahabi, he said, Noor, and Kitab Mubin. What is Kitab Mubin? That is the Holy Quran. If you read tafsir, Ruhul Ma'ani, Sayyid Mahmud Alusi al-Baghdadi, one of the greatest Mufassir and Alim and Faqih, he's saying, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. He said, what is Noor mean? أَيْ نُورُ الْأَنْوَارِ وَنَبِيُّ الْمُخْتَارِ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is light of all the lights, and he is Nabi Mukhtar. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, we are so happy. We are so happy with the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love him. We respect him. The world cannot stop us. These Wahhabis and these disrespectful to the stop us to celebrate the Milad of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be celebrated inshallah forever, forever. And even I surprise their own scholars or shiukh, they follow these Wahhabis. Always talk about Ibn Taymiyyah. Even Ibn Taymiyyah said, those who celebrate Milad, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah give them the best reward. So when when this comes to them, they deny, no, 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 he was mistaken. What are you saying? Your own big scholar is not saying this is bid'ah or this is shirk. And I surprised that how someone can say that this is shirk. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an act which completely condemns the shirk. Was no milad of Allah. Allah is everything. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He is the creator of whole universe. There is no beginning, no end for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when we celebrate the milad of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we make it clear to the world that however we believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. We believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best creation. We believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the ikhtiyar, authority, and he was given so many blessings, and he was given so many mu'jizat, but still we don't worship him, we worship Allah. When we celebrate Milad, so we condemn the shirk, and we proclaim that we do not associate Muhammad with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, those who do not celebrate the shirk, those who are not celebrating Milad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am confused that whether they are confused or whether they are committing or what is their thought, what is their thinking about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we celebrate, so we condemn the shirk, and we always say that there is only one God, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they have to realize that when you're celebrating the Milad, so you are condemning the shirk. And all the scholars, Imam Qastalani, who is the Sharih of Bukhari, he said, La zala ahlul islami yahtafiluna bi shahri maulidihi. That all the way, always, the people of Islam, the Muslims, they were celebrating Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Qastalani, he is not just ordinary person, he is a very famous scholar. And many, many people were attending his lectures and his Darsi Hadith. And he is a great scholar. So my dear brothers, even the Sahaba, even Hassan ibn Thabit, he mentioned about Milad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Miladun Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَدْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. This is the poetry of Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the famous Sahabi of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is mentioning that I have never seen such a handsome person like you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, as a matter of fact, no woman had given birth to a child which is better than you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is more attractive than you, the one who has more husn and jamal than you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear brothers, you see, Abbas, Huzur's uncle, the uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is saying the poetry, when he is saying the naat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَأَنْتَ لَمَّا وُلِدْتَ أَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَضَاءَتْ بِنُورِكَ الْأُفُقُ فَنَحْنُ فِي ذَلِكَ الضِّيَاءِ وَفِي النُّورِ وَسُبُلَ الرِّشَادِ نَخْتَرِكُ. So you see that they are talking about the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Tirmidhi Sharif, there was one Sahabi, he was asked that who is elder. You see how much respect he has for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, his age was more, but you see how they have respect for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akbaru minni وَأَنَا أَقْدَمُ فِي الْمِيلَادِ. So he said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than me. And he is saying, if you count by the age, so age wise, my age is more. But he is saying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than me. So they all wait for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you see, all the scholars, the great scholars like Shah Abdul Haq Muhaddisi Delvi Rahmatullah Alayhi and Sayyid Alvi Al-Maliki Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was the one of the latest and greatest Muhaddis in Makkah. And what he said that all the scholars, the great scholars said, Laylatul Miladi Afdalum Min Laylatil Qadr. The night when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born, that is known Laylatul Milad. So he said Laylatul Milad is better than Laylatul Qadr. And then the scholars, they explained why. They said on Laylatul Qadr Quran was revealed, and Laylatul Milad Sahib Quran, the person who received Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was born. And then they said in Laylatul Qadr the angels, they come down, but on Laylatul Milad Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world. And then they mention some other reasons. So they said, because Laylatul Qadr, if we have, or Ramadan we have, Quran we have, anything we have, it's only because of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of Laylatul Milad. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not born, we would not get anything. So everything what we have, it is only because of the birth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we see the great scholars, Peer Sayyid Mehr Ali Shah Sahib Rahimahullah, the greatest scholar who defended the Aqeedah of Khatm Nabuwat, who accepted the challenge of the lawyer, the false prophet Al-Mutanabbi Al-Qadiyan, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. So that great scholar, Peer Sayyid Mehr Ali Shah Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said in his Fatawa Mehriya, he said that this is the happiest thing for Muslims to celebrate Eid Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you see Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, he is the greatest scholar, one of the greatest scholar, and all the Deobandis accept him as their peer, as their sheikh, as their leader. And he also said that Mashraf Fakir ka ye hai ke mehfle maulood mein sharik hota hu, بلکہ ذریعہ برکات سمجھ کر منعقد کرتا ہوں اور قیام میں لطف و لذت پاتا ہوں. The book name of the book is pamphlet is فیصلہ ہفت مسئلہ. He said that I prefer and I participate in مولود اور میلاد النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور مولد. I consider it, this is the one of the cause, one of the reason that we may be forgiven because of participating in this Milad Sharif. And I stand up and I do Qiyam, I do Tazim, and I do the Qiyam in Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And everybody knows that Shah Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi, he is the greatest Muhaddis in subcontinent. Everybody knows him, and when he is writing, he is the greatest Muhaddis. And you see how humble he is, how humble he is. When he is writing his book Akhbarul Akhyar, so what he is mentioning, he is making dua and he is crying and he is saying, oh Allah, I don't have anything. Let me read it in Urdu. I would summarize it in English. کوئی عمل ایسا نہیں جسے آپ کے دربار میں پیش کرنے کے لائق سمجھوں. میرے تمام اعمال میں فساد نیت موجود رہتا ہے. البتہ مجھ فقیر کا ایک عمل تیری ذات پاک کی عنایت کی وجہ سے بہت شاندار ہے, اور وہ یہ ہے کہ مجلس میلاد کے موقع پر میں کھڑے ہو کر سلام پڑھتا ہوں. So he's saying, oh Allah, any good deed I have done, so there might be something wrong with my intention, with my niyya. So I don't think that my other amal, my other deeds are accepted. But I have only one thing. And on behalf of that thing, I am making dua. And O Allah, you may accept my dua. You answer my prayers. And what is the deed he is mentioning? He is mentioning that he participates in Maulid sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when all people stand up for Qiyam, for reciting Salat and Salam, Darood and Salam on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I also did that thing, and that I had done with 100% sincerity and ikhlas. And O Allah, because of that, accept my prayers and have mercy upon me. So my dear brothers, if you see Shah Waliullah, Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said when he went to Haram in Makkah, Medina, when he went there, so he said he had seen that everybody is rushing from Haram, from Makkah, from Kaaba, towards the house of Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. The house where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and everybody is going there, and people are saying Salat and Salam, and people are celebrating Milad. Just few years back, Allah, Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayhi is mentioning, and he also mentioned that his father, Shah Abdul Rahim, was also celebrating Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every time. And Mujaddid Al-Faisani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he also permitted Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So my dear brothers and sisters, there is nothing wrong with celebrating Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the month of blessings. This is the month of bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We should forget and ignore all the differences. Or I invite all the people, all the Muslims, anyone who claims that he or she is a Muslim or Muslima, I would like to invite, ignore everything. Let's come together and tell the world and prove the world we all are loyal to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all are sincere to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We all love our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some people might have doubt, and they say, why you say it's Eid? They say, why you say Eid? Eid Miladun Nabi. They say, there are only two Eids. Yes, of course, there are two Eids. Eidul Adha, Eidul Fitr. We accept that. But who told you that you cannot use word Eid for anything else? Hadith, Sahih Hadith told, it is mentioned in Hadith that Jummah is also Eid for Muslims. Every Jummah is Eid. And I surprise sometime, why these people, when they are talking about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are issuing the fatwas. Why don't they issue the fatwa when in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, or other Arab countries, they are celebrating Eidul Watni, the national Eid? What is Eidul Watni? If Eidul Watni is permitted, so why Eid Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is haram? In Dubai, in United Arab Emirates, so they were celebrating Eidul Watni. And so why, if Eidul Watni is permitted, so then Eid Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also permitted? So I don't know why these people have the different questions. And you know, somebody is hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. Some Jew, he came and he asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, in Quran there is one ayah. If that ayah was given to us, Jews, to Yahudis, so we would definitely make that day as day of Eid. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked him, which day you are talking about? They said, which ayat you are talking about? They said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, قَدْ عَرَفْنَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَالْمَكَانِ وَأَشَارَ عُمَرْ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ كَانَ عِيدًا. So Umar said, I know the time and the place when this ayah was revealed, and that was the day of Arafah, and that was already the day of Eid. Right? So you see, and also, and my dear sisters, Allahu Akbar, you see, the Isa alayhi salam, when he said, رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِّنْكَ. O Allah, send maida, food from heaven for us. And what he's saying, تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا. And when the day you would send the food from heaven, so we will make that day as Eid for our previous and for those who would come after. So my dear brothers, if the day when Khwane Ne'mat, the Ne'mat of food comes, and that day is Eid, so what about the day which is the day when Jaane Ne'mat came to the world? Jaane Ne'mat Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that means Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He had given so much importance to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So once again, we all have love and respect our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There is nothing wrong to celebrate the Eid Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would request everybody, please go to any majlis or any mehfil or any gathering, any conference related to Maulid or Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and any parade is taking place, so go and participate in there and recite much more salat and salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and recite the seerah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's not only celebration, it is also important that we have to realize and see what are the objects of the bi'sat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is also important, that we have to work hard, we have to work together to follow the instructions and teachings of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it clear, and I conclude my speech by the recitation of the ayah of Quran, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah said, those who have the four qualities, they are successful, they are prosper, the four qualities. Allah said, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ, those who have iman with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَزَّرُوهُ, and those who have deep respect, ta'zeem and toqir, respect and honor from the depth of the heart for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first thing is iman, second thing is ta'zeem, respect, the faith and respect, two things. And number three is وَنَصَرُوهُ, help. What do you mean? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we help him. It's not that he needs our help. That means we help to propagate his mission, his deen, his religion. So we have to support the mission of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to work for deen. If we are practicing on deen or we are propagating deen, that means the help of Muhammad. Otherwise Allah said in Quran, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help Allah, Allah would help you. So what do you say that Allah needs our help? No, that means Allah is saying if you help the deen of Allah, then Allah would help you. So what Allah said, وَنَصَرُوهُ, that those who helped Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are helpers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's that mean? Those who are helping the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth thing, number four, وَالَّذِينَ فالذين آمنوا به وعزروا ونصروا واتبعوا النور الذي انزل معه. And those who follow the nur which was revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is that? Quran. So those who follow the Quran, those who read Quran, those who understand Quran, those who follow the teachings of Quran. So anyone who has these four qualities, so Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they are successful. So my dear brothers and sisters, we all have to respect and love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we have true love and loyalty and sincerity for our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah grant us tawfiq that we continue to carry the mission and the message of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the rest of the world. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless all of us with the blessings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the barakah of Milad of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the barakah of these mahafil of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of this blessed month of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth, Allah grant us tawfiq to be the zayir visitor of Makkah and Medina, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us ziyarat and didar and ru'ya, and the Allah tabarak wa ta'ala show us the Holy Prophet in our dreams, and Allah bless us to see him in dreams, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us shafa'at and intercession of beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain, ye jahan cheez hai kya, loho kalam tere hain. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khair.